next guest coming up here on the Evan Bray Show. I was thinking back to September of 1973. It's been that many years, 52 years ago, since the death of Jim Croce at the age of only 30, died in a plane crash. But this is a neat story that we've got with John Hewitt. John is a band member with Second Sunset. He's a producer for The Life and Times of Jim Croce, and they are bringing the Jim Croce Show to Saskatchewan this week with three different locations. John joins us now to talk about the show. Hey, John, welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So what in the world inspired you to come up with a show, a concert about Jim Croce?
Well, he's definitely been a major inspiration in my musical life. So that was the first sort of catalyst to step in that direction. But we're a bunch of young guys that like the old school. We love the 60s and 70s. And we first produced a Gordon Lightfoot tribute show. And we thought, well, let's do something else. Let's keep the momentum. And I feel that although a lot of people recognize Jim's songs, he tends to not be mentioned as much as, say, Neil Young or Joni Mitchell and other great songwriters. So we felt it was a great opportunity to really celebrate his music and his catalog.
Well, and he was very productive in a very short time, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, I tell people when we're doing the show, we've got three albums of material really to choose from. And when you listen to set one and set two, and the fact that we can't play all the songs, but within those three albums, the amount of recognizable hits and love songs, ballads, and characters that he came up with in a little under 2 years, it's just amazing. His output was amazing in a very short time.
He was really a storyteller with his music, wasn't he?
He was. He was. We like to joke that he's sort of the perfect combination of blue collar and white collar. He's got these quirky character songs, barroom ballads, characters like Leroy Brown and you know, You Don't Mess Around with Jim and Roller Derby Queens and all these quirky characters. And then he can also just sit down and sing Time in a Bottle or I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. And it's just a perfect combination of sort of the quirky and the serious that really, I think, brings out the stories and adds a special element to the whole concert itself.
I was going to say, is this strictly guys performing music or are there some stories or songs that all kind of meld together for you?
We do incorporate. I recently read his widow Ingrid Croce wrote a book on their life together and his life, and so I do incorporate some of the stories behind a few songs. And we like to we've got pretty good stage banter just because as a band we've been playing together for about 7 years, so we kind of have our own camaraderie on stage. But we do try and incorporate some stories from Jim's life, and we just did four shows this weekend. And this Saturday night was actually the official anniversary of his passing in 73. So those shows were a little more somber talking about, you know, that, but we try to keep it pretty uplifting. And apparently Jim had a great sense of humor, especially on stage. So we really try to keep people chuckling between the sad songs.
And that mustache.
Well, and our bass player, you know, we're a little bit jealous. He's starting to, people are starting to think that he might be the reincarnation. He's got the mustache and the hair, and put a denim shirt on him and give him a cigar, and he might be the real deal.
Oh, for gosh sakes. So what's your own favorite Jim Croce song?
My favorite is actually, it's a bit more of a deeper cut from his first record, a song called Box Number 10, which talks about sort of his struggles in the music industry, which he did have a good 10 years of really struggling to make it, and then all of a sudden just kind of skyrocketed into the stratosphere with hits like Leroy Brown, You Don't Mess Around with Jim, and Time in a Bottle. But for me, Box Number 10, I really love Walking Back to Georgia. And for the more popular tunes, I mean, learning to play Time in a Bottle and learning the intricate guitar work on some of these tunes has been just an extreme joy to dig deep into how they orchestrated their songs. They were really brilliant musicians.
And fans, of course, will fully know what you're talking about when you talk about the life he led and ended so sadly at the age of 30. He had done a lot in his life in that short time, even before he really hit it big as a musician, didn't he?
He did. I mean, he was a hardworking guy. I mean, as he was trying to make it as a musician, and as almost maybe any musician might be able to tell you, you do odd jobs, you take construction jobs, you do whatever you can do to help pay the bills. And he did that for a long time and also played in pubs. He was in the military for a short time, and that's actually where the character Leroy Brown came from. That was one of his drill sergeants in the military. So he definitely kept busy and had a struggle, and so it was probably very uplifting when he finally got sort of like the overnight success that a lot of artists dream of. And man, within 2 years, and that sort of compilation, Photographed in Memories, the greatest hits they released after he passed away, I mean, I bet you, I've heard so many people say that they had it on record or 8-track or cassette, and none of them have it anymore because they wore it right out.
John Hewitt is our guest, Second Sunset band member, producer of their show, which is in, what, Regina tomorrow night? And then you've also got Prince Albert and Lloydminster this week.
That's right. So Regina, we're playing at the Dark Hall tomorrow. We're leaving from Edmonton. That's where we're based. And so our first show on the road, we've had four here in Alberta, and then our first show heading east is Regina tomorrow, Tuesday the 23rd. And then we head to Manitoba for a few shows, and then when we come back September 28th, we are at the E.A. Rawlinson Center in Prince Albert, and then on the 29th, we're doing the Vic Juba Community Theater in Lloydminster.
Good stuff. As you mentioned, you're younger guys that fell in love with Jim Croce's music. Do you tend, though, mostly to see the boomers in your audience, or do you get a pretty good mix of age in the audience?
I would say it's definitely, you know, people who remember him from being around when he was around, but I do notice that there are more and more people. We've done four shows this past weekend, and it definitely is an older demographic, but you will find a lot of, you know, 40-year-olds, folks that weren't born when Jim was alive, who are saying, you know, I remember there's one guy we met on Friday night that was from Yellowknife, and he said, you know, I used to drive my kid to school in the 90s, and he wouldn't get out of the car unless I played Rapid Roy. And his son had to listen to Rapid Roy front to back, knew all the words. And, you know, so it's, I think some of those tunes, you know, Leroy Brown and Rapid Roy and some of these quirky tunes, I think they work really well with younger folks. And if we can get them in to appreciate the catalog, when you sit and listen to his music front to back, whether it's the quirky stuff or the beautiful love ballads, I think anybody can sit back and really appreciate how good of a songwriter he really was.
Absolutely. Hey, before I let you go, how do you pronounce his last name?
Well, you know, I read the book, so I have to go based on what Ingrid said. It is pronounced Croce.
Croce.
So, yeah, Jim Croce. And it's Italian, so the C makes a ch sound. Up until quite literally 3 months ago when we started this, I said Jim Croce everywhere I went.
Yeah, me too.
And his widow schooled me, and I figure I better respect that.
I agree. No, but being in radio all these years, if there's been different pronunciations, I've probably used them all.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and it's just one of those things. I went 20-some years without really knowing how to say it, and so now we're doing our best to try and, at the show, say Jim Croce. But for those who know him as Jim Croce, it's all the same music.
Absolutely. John Hewitt, a delight. Thanks so much for your time. Again, playing Regina's Dark Hall tomorrow night, and then a road trip takes them into Manitoba and then up to Prince Albert and over to Lloydminster. The Life and Times of Jim, tell me again?
The Life and Times of Jim Croce.
There you go. Thanks for your time, John.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Safe travels as well. This is the Evan Bray Show. You're listening to us on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.